1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Scott Eckersley producing this evening. Going out on the phone now to Mayor Victor Loomis of East Lansing. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing on this beautiful mid-Michigan afternoon?
Isn't it something? You know, we're so easy in Michigan, Vic. We get a day like this and we think it's spring and we're ready to go. I mean, these are the days we live for here.
They really are. I just got back from Washington, D.C., and the weather was like this, so maybe we can take credit for bringing it back.
Was your trip to D.C. East Lansing related?
It was. Our city manager, Ted Staton, and myself attended the National League of Cities Congressional Conference. So it's every year at this time, city managers, mayors, elected officials from across the country at the local level come into Washington, D.C. It's an opportunity for us to meet with our peers. We have speakers, breakout sessions, an opportunity to meet with our legislative delegation, our congresspeople and senators. It's a good program. It's always very informative. Goes by very quickly, but we always have a little bit of time to do some sightseeing, and our break was Sunday, and the weather was gorgeous.
Well, and there's no place like Washington, D.C. for sightseeing, that's for sure. Did you get some good news and information out of that? I mean, you know, when you talk about the folks that you're meeting with, you're all in the same boat across the country of difficult times. Some helpful information?
We really did. I mean, the networking and the ability to sit down with city managers and mayors from cities literally across the United States and start comparing notes and challenges and solutions. And then the speakers that the league always have, generally secretaries from the administration come and speak. Actually, yesterday morning, the final speaker was First Lady Michelle Obama, talking about fitness and, her campaign to battle childhood obesity. So we have that. And then there's breakout sessions where you actually have individuals very schooled in different topics come in and walk you through some of the considerations of current issues. So it's very informative. Full days. We start very early and go late at night. So.
Well, I'm sure East Lansing will benefit from the information that you and Ted Staton picked up while you were there.
We did, and hopefully we can start to put some of that information to work back here in mid-Michigan.
Very good. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about an important meeting for the East Lansing City Council last night on the decision on medical marijuana and how it is how the new laws are applied in East Lansing took place last night. Why don't you tell us about what happened at that meeting?
Well, your listeners may recall, and we've talked a couple times about this whole question of medical marijuana and how local governments were going about the implementation of the legislation that was approved through a voter-initiated referendum back in 2008. Voters in the state of Michigan approved it, I think, somewhere in the 63-64% range of the voters in Michigan said we want to have medical marijuana. The legislature did craft some legislation that many of us feel was most incomplete, most deficient. And basically they said, here, local government, you figure out how to implement medical marijuana in your own communities. So the city of East Lansing, like many cities and townships throughout the state of Michigan, have been wrestling with that question. And our city chose very early on to notice everyone that regardless of where and how we would allow it, we would license it. But then we put a moratorium on, and the moratorium was just refreshed 30 days ago. So the moratorium was there for 6 months plus a couple, 3 weeks here until last night when City Council actually approved an ordinance. It was the third of the three concurrent ordinances that we had been looking at. I think the last time I was on your show, I mentioned that the first two ordinances were voted down and set aside. And basically what was approved last night, that medical marijuana, the commercial component of medical marijuana, and I want to make sure that that is understood. The legislation allows for a licensed care provider to grow and store medical marijuana in their personal residence. The question is, how does local government allow for the sale or the commercial component of that? And last night, the third concurrent ordinance was approved by the City Council, which states that there can be the commercialization of medical marijuana in our B4 zoning districts. In our B4 zoning districts are principally office districts, medical offices and business offices.
And it is important to that, and speaking with others on this same issue, that you weren't particularly interested in having storefronts along Michigan Avenue, but this is put this in what you felt was the appropriate location.
Right. The majority of council did feel that this was the appropriate thing to do and to allow for medical marijuana to be dispensed in our areas that are zoned B4.
Now, it's important that you said the majority of the City Council. It was a 4-1 vote that this passed on. You were the one no vote. Tell us about your no vote.
Well, I was. My four colleagues did vote in the affirmative, and I voted against the implementation of medical marijuana in our B4 zoning district. I felt that we still had more work to do. I felt that our city had really approached this properly and thoroughly. We've had a lot of good advice, input, and direction from our city attorney's office, our city staff. There were still a couple areas I felt we needed to delve deeper into and to make some decisions upon. I have felt no pressure from the community to make a quick decision. Quite the contrary, have been applauded by a number of people throughout the community, throughout East Lansing and adjoining communities, in the manner in which the City Council had approached this. And I felt that we needed to do more work and that we needed to study a couple issues more thoroughly and in the end analysis. And again, that's just my opinion. I have four colleagues, and they have opinions different than mine. I felt that it was too soon to make this decision, and I did not vote in the affirmative on the ordinance.
Well, and as you said, it did go ahead and pass. What were the areas that you still had some concern or wanted to work out?
Well, one of the things that that we haven't addressed, and let me just back up a minute. When I approach something new like this, I like to start from a very structured environment, because you can always relax conditions. You can always take things away. To me, it's difficult when you are in uncharted waters to make a decision and then go, whoops, we need to go correct this, and we need to add back, and we need to change. It's hard to take something away from someone once you've given it to them, because this is so new and so undefined, and there are court cases now. I wanted to start from a very structured environment, so I felt that the ordinance needed more structure. We haven't decided how we will enforce this. We haven't decided the cost of enforcement and how to go about enforcement. Personally, I felt that we needed a size limitation on how large these dispensaries could be, so there was some technical detail that I felt we needed to study a little more thoroughly and to be more definitive and more structured in the decision-making process. And as I looked around to our neighbors in the region, you actually see some of the communities, and it's my terminology, are starting to backtrack, and they're starting to do some things that, quite frankly, we did very early on. Lansing, for instance, now has a moratorium while they stop and they pause and they look at this and think about it maybe a little deeper and a little broader. So when I saw all of that and saw we were at, I just could not in good conscience move forward and say that this was the best we could do at this particular point in time.
And yet, because it passed, that is, this is now what will be in East Lansing. So the city's ready to move forward with these new statutes on the books?
It was approved. It is a done deal. As I understand it, once the ordinance is published, I think there's a 7-day wait period. I may be wrong on that, but our planning department can begin to take applications and begin the process of creating medical marijuana dispensaries in our B4 zoning district. And I do understand that there are people ready to begin filing those petitions and asking for licenses to open medical marijuana clinics in our B4 zoning.
Well, it was a long process, and it was a thoughtful process, and I guess time will tell how this plays out. Certainly, the like I said, the thoughtful consideration that went into it will go a long way for its success.
It did. I mean, we have a basic structure. I was comfortable with the basic structure. There were just some parts of it that I could not get there yet. I'm concerned about the impact that these dispensaries have on existing businesses in the area. I am concerned because I am hearing stories that businesses are not interested in locating in areas where these dispensaries are. And to me, job creation and keeping a very strong economic climate is very important to us all during these challenging economic times. But those are just my opinions. Again, I want to emphasize that this was passed on a 4-1 vote. It is now an ordinance in the city of East Lansing. It will be as soon as it goes through its publishing requirements, and the process will begin. I do want to applaud our staff, the city attorney, and my colleagues. It was a very thoughtful process, and those in the community who came forward and provided testimony on both sides of the question.
Well, very good. As always, Mayor Loomis, thank you so much for spending time with us this evening.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
Mayor Vic Loomis of East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.